OhioCheckbook.com has been online for several months, featuring 7 fiscal years of state spending, a total of $408 billion, accessorized by great graphics and cool color charts. And it's searchable, for instance, by agency or by vendor. Treasurer Josh Mandel says his office was able to do this because the state is on one uniform accounting system. Now Mandel has asked cities, counties, townships, and school districts to join in, but he admits that creates a huge challenge.
With the local governments, you got roughly 4,000 of them, and they're on hundreds of different accounting systems. Some of the larger local governments and school districts are on very advanced, intricate accounting systems. And some of the smaller townships still do some of their accounting on legal pads.
Mandel says the first local government data could be on OhioCheckbook.com this summer. But he admits it will be a while to get everything online, especially if most local governments sign up, which is what he says he's hoping to get, without spending a lot of time and money to make that happen.
We don't have to get to 3,900 to get to 3,900. I think we need to get to a tipping point. And at a certain tipping point, it will become uncomfortable for certain local governments and school districts to not have their information online, because their constituents and their taxpayers are going to start asking, what do you have to hide? You know, if the town next door or the school district next door has their finances online, why don't we have it online as well?
It's easy for a skeptic to look at efforts like the State Checkbook Project and wonder what's really behind it. Catherine Terser with Common Cause Ohio might be one of those skeptics, since she's been a critic of Mandel for hiring political friends, for the spending in his U.S. Senate campaign, and during the scandal involving fundraiser Ben Suarez. But Terser says she's totally behind Mandel on this.
When they actually do something good, like Josh Mandel did in this case, that needs to be supported, because that state checkbook, I think it's the best thing since sliced bread. It's easy to navigate. It's easy to understand. You can do comparisons between different budgets.
Jill Miller-Zyman runs OpenNEO, which is working to create a way to share lots of data among governments, nonprofits, businesses, academic institutions, and citizens in Northeast Ohio. She is cautiously optimistic as well, but highlights one big point for data experts.
This is a really important first effort of this magnitude here in the state of Ohio, and we shouldn't lose sight of that. But what's also really important to remember is we're talking about just financial data. Open data, civic open data, public data goes far beyond what we see just in terms of finances.
The Republican treasurer talks up Ohio's number one ranking for financial data transparency from the liberal-leaning Public Interest Research Group. But Miller-Zyman says while that's good news, Ohio does lag behind some states in a recent study by the national watchdog group Better Government Association in accessibility of public records, open meetings, whistleblower protection, and conflicts of interest among lawmakers. But she is hopeful.
I think that if what this does is provoke more engagement between the people who are making decisions and the people whose money we're talking about, I think that that's a good thing.
And Catherine Terser with Common Cause Ohio notes that there's plenty of government information that's not online. For instance, about Jobs Ohio, which gets an official review by a private contractor and not the state auditor. And she notes only the House and Senate Finance Committees are recorded and archived, leaving hundreds of hours of testimony, comments, and questions about bills and dozens of committees and subcommittees every year, unheard and not able to be accessed. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.